Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this show, Lee.
I know. A lot of people here today.
A lot of folks, and sometimes we do themed shows, but today we've got a little something for everyone.
Yes, we do. Wide variety of businesses.
Wide variety. So you want to sit back and listen, be ready for a great 45 minutes of knowledge and getting you updated on what's new in Atlanta's businesses. Our first guest this morning, Letitia Allen, is from the Atlanta School of Massage. And not only is she from the Atlanta School of Massage, but we have a founder. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Letitia.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So how long has the Atlanta School of Massage been around?
30 years. This is our 30th anniversary.
We should be having a birthday party.
We are. We are. We're planning it for the fall.
Oh, that's a great idea. So 30 years. So tell us, it's a long time to be in business in one area. It's a long time for anyone to live in one area.
Yes.
Tell us maybe how you started and some of the changes you've seen.
Well, really, we started, as I said, in 1980, and my ex-husband and I moved to Atlanta and just saw that there was a need for massage therapy. We loved it. It was already a part of our lives, and we wanted to have it here in Atlanta, so we committed to it fully. We started out of our home in the Midtown area. Soon afterwards, we moved near Chastain, and we've been in the Dunwoody area since about 1984.
30 years. I mean, I'm still thinking about that. That's a lot of longevity in a business. What are some of the changes you've made? You obviously started very small. How have you grown?
Well, we really have grown through just keeping focused on what we're doing. For me, the school has been my life's work. I've been doing it for over half of my life. So I just do have particular beliefs that I always work with and keep in mind. One of them was to almost depersonalize the business. So it's not, and it's a balance between having it be outside of me and something that sort of has its own life. So I get to be the guide and the steward of it, but at the same time, owning it fully.
Okay, interesting. Now, is it two schools or just one? There wasn't something added recently?
About 8 years ago, we started the Atlanta Institute of Aesthetics. So
what
that's
is that?
A skincare program.
Okay. And has the economy affected your business? A lot of folks have come on and we hear some sad stories, but we also hear some great stories about how the economy really hasn't affected their business. Can you speak to that at all?
Well, over 30 years, we've probably gone through at least, three recessions before this one. So, in fact, we started the school during the recession of the 80s. So, this one is somewhat different, and I think it's just because that there are more women already in the workforce. Probably historically, our massage program has been about 75% women students. Our aesthetics program is about 99% women students. But then over the years, we've seen more women already going into the workforce, mm-hmm. And then also both parents being employed. So this time what we have seen is that perhaps the spouse is ready to go into school, but suddenly the other spouse has lost their job.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen that. But overall, our when there is a recession, people go back to school. They're losing their jobs. They want new careers. So it's not a detriment to us. It's actually an opportunity. And this time around, perhaps it's the economy, but I think it probably has a lot to do with the acceptance of massage over the years.
Now,
so we have more men now taking the program.
Now, What about the influx of so many new massage franchises around town? Has that helped your business by creating more openings, or is that
absolutely
more competition?
Absolutely. It's different types of openings, and massage therapy as a profession has changed over the years, and we've certainly seen that in our demographics. So different types of student, perhaps a younger student. It used to be entirely people who would want to start their own business. So when we started massage, there was no massage in Atlanta. Now you drive around, and the vision that we had, that I had for massage, was that massage would be as readily available as a haircut.
Mm-hmm. Which is getting close to that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But so it creates more of a job atmosphere, and the students are more prepared for
that. They take it seriously. It's more profession.
Well, it was always taken seriously, but at the beginning, the massage therapists were pioneers. They were mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. They wanted to set up their own small business.
Right.
And now it has changed through the growth of spas, day spas, and then also the franchises.
Right.
You mentioned earlier, now, is something about licensing. Does it go by state?
Yes.
So in the state of Georgia, you have to be licensed,
yes,
right?
Yes, you
so
do.
You have to go to a school like yours.
Yes. It's a minimum 500 hours, and you also have to take a national test, a national board, make an application, and there are stringent standards set by the Georgia Board of Massage Therapy.
Now, because each therapist has to go through those 500 hours, it's practical experience, right? They're a portion of that?
Yes, it is.
So now that's one of the little secrets for people to get an affordable massage is to go to these kind of schools, right?
Sure, sure. And that's part of what we've seen with the clinic that we've really has held very strongly. We serve at least 1,000 clients a month in our student clinic for
wow.
massage therapy and skin care. And it's very popular. It's a great value. And for people who are looking at their budgets, but gosh, still want to have relief from their stress, what time could be more stressful, or just want to have time to rejuvenate, replenish their spirits, mm-hmm. the clinic is a great opportunity.
What kind of promotions do you have going on?
Right now we have the Valentine's Day promotion going on, and if you buy a gift card for $50, you get 50% off a skincare service. So you can give that to your loved one or keep it for yourself.
Yeah, a little, that's sort of how I shop sometimes. One for you, one for me.
Yeah,
one
everybody
for you,
wins.
One for me. That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you getting folks from outside of the Atlanta area that are just coming to the area to go to your school? How do you find people?
We find people a lot through the internet now, but we have a very strong graduate referral program, and primarily, actually, I mean, we'll get lots of interest from around the country, but primarily we have focused in Georgia. But graduate referrals and word of mouth are always our strongest.
Terrific. And how would someone find one of your graduates? You mentioned your network. Is it all kind of online?
Well, yes, online. If you go to our website, atlantaschoolofmassage.com, you can go to the menu item, which is hire a graduate. And we have recently put in the graduate directory where you can put in your zip code. Mm. So if you live in Marietta, if you live in Cumming, in Jonesboro, you put your zip code in, and the graduates who have opted in, they'll show up. You'll have a list of those graduates.
Terrific. Wow. What do you do to unwind?
Lots of massages, right?
Yes. Yes.
Every
massage,
day?
Massage, skincare. No, gosh, not every day.
That would be
You could be pretty spoiled there.
Yes, you definitely could. I notice you have two dogs. Any thoughts about dog massage?
Oh, I think it's wonderful
I
for
do.
Them.
They
think
smile.
It's wonderful for them. And it's actually very good for dogs that have arthritis. You can work with them and really help them relieve their pain. But obviously, it's a wonderful bonding.
Yeah, no doubt. Gosh, Lee, that's
pretty neat.
Now
you're ready for a massage, right?
I'm always ready for a massage, no doubt. Any specific type of massage that you specialize in, or does a student at your school learn all the different types, you know, deep tissue and all the different types?
There are different types, not all the different types. We focus on deep tissue, Swedish massage. We do have some Asian massage, but we focus a lot on rehabilitative massage. But we like to, what we always refer to, giving the student a toolkit so that when they complete the program, it's really important for them to be able to interact with their client, assess them appropriately, so that you're tailoring your massage to each individual client. Mm-hmm. And there's a very personal aspect to it. And we work a lot with the students to be able to be service-minded, mm-hmm. And to really connect with the client. I tell them that what's important is how they are with the client, that they're with the client 100%, and that they're coming from a very loving, supportive, and positive place with the client. Mm-hmm. That's what they'll remember.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how can people learn more about your school?
If you go to our website, atlantaschoolmassage.com, then that also has a link to our skincare program. Mm-hmm. And we have a pretty good site. We're going to be working on it some more. We're always working on everything and improving all aspects of the school.
Terrific. Any final questions, Lee, for her?
No, that's great.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being with us today, too. Gosh, the longevity of 30 years in business, that says a lot.
Yeah, that's an achievement.
Yeah, we love that. Thank you for
being with us. Thank you for having me.
That's a success story. A lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs and looking to start businesses, and you can start from your home, but leads to something big. Our next guest this morning, Erica McQueen, a little bit along the same lines of health and wellness. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, Erica, tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, the name of my company is EG International, and I guess we are enhancing lives and inspiring total excellence. And we're a health and wellness company, and what we do is we help people build businesses as well.
Okay, but I'm really curious about the Angel Bra.
Absolutely. That is our flagship product. It has been on the market for 20 years now, but just recently hit the United States. It's been very big in other countries like Mexico. It's been in Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and it's been very successful. Well, this product, in my opinion, is phenomenal. I love it and wear it every single day. The thing that's awesome about the Angel Bra is it is designed to help avoid abnormalities that can occur in your breast tissue and to promote healthy breast tissue. And as we all know, many people suffer with different illnesses that can occur or abnormalities that can occur in the breast tissue. And so this bra is designed without an underwire, and it is designed to help with the flow of fluid, which would be blood and milk. And just fluid in the breast tissue to flow through the lymph nodes so that your body can become cleansed, detoxified, and you can just have that proper flow that's needed for drainage in your breast tissue. A lot of bras don't do that.
How does it help your posture?
Incredible. The doctor that created it, Dr. Kelly, is an orthopedic surgeon, and he designed it with the whole concept of it supporting your shoulders, your back, your lower lumbar, and keeping everything in balance, more from a chiropractic perspective. So it's incredible, and it really is a wonderful, wonderful support. The thing that with an American bra or with a normal bra that you might buy in the store, 75% of the weight of the breast tissue is going to be supported by the straps or the shoulders. Mm-hmm. So that puts a lot of strain on that area. However, with the Angel Bra, 75% of the weight of your breast tissue is being supported by a suspension band, which is under the breast tissue and takes away that strain that you feel on your shoulders. So it is designed in a very creative way that helps to support your skeletal system. Absolutely.
Now, does it fit all size women?
Whoa, we have over 200 different sizes, and absolutely. And we even do custom sizes up as far as 56M.
Goodness.
Wow.
Never quite heard of that. But I will say the whole underwire thing, and Lee, you don't have this problem.
No.
But nothing like going through airport security and removing just about everything and then finding it's your silly bra. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. And people looking at you like, what are you putting in there?
Right.
It's the underwire. So just walk us through. I mean, you've got a lot of different knowledge and your business is unique. Maybe give an inspirational story to our listeners as to how you started and kind of where you've gone and where you see yourself going.
Absolutely. I have so many of those. Well, let me just start by saying that my husband worked for NBC for a number of years. He was in advertising and had been very successful, responsible for 15 different stations, and I was a stay-at-home mom. And through the change in the economy, after being relocated to Atlanta, he was contacted and they told him, you know, we're going to have to lay you off. We're selling many of the stations.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer needed him. And he made a very, very good income. And that really was a blow to our family and the way things were going for us. And so my husband said I had to get a job. So although I wanted to support the family, I also had a passion in my heart to have my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about some of the listeners out there, but I've gotten involved in other businesses in the past. And quite frankly, some of them I have not made a dime.
Right.
So my passion was, number one, to find a product that I was excited about, something that I think changed people's lives. But I also was looking for a product that would help me to create an income to help support my family. And I did just that. Within just a few months, I was able to, replace the income that my husband and I lost with him working in a corporate situation. And so this company and this product has completely transformed our lives from a financial perspective. But what's even better is it gives me the opportunity to empower others to do the same thing. And so many of my friends and family and just people that I know have been able to do this business full time and transform people's lives, help them to become healthier and wealthier. And so that's a little story about where I've come from. But as far as the Angel Bra, I've heard incredible testimonies from, I have a young girl on my team. She's in the business. And she had a lump in her breast since she's been 13 years old. Mm. And she's constantly had to go for biopsies. But after wearing an Angel Bra for maybe 4 or 5 months, she's noticed that lump is no longer there in her breast. Mm. And that's her testimony. And I hear very similar testimonies frequently. So it's really an incredible thing for me to be involved in this business.
How can people find out more about the products or about maybe business opportunities working with you?
Absolutely. Well, they can email me at bodyweave@transform2.com, or they can go to my website, which is drop3sizes.com/bodyweave. And that's BODYWEAVE. And they can find out about the business opportunity and they can find out about the products as well.
This lose weight, the instant transformation card that Erica brought in. I'm looking at the before and after. I think I would be more of the before picture, but wouldn't it be cool to look at yourself in a before and after like that?
Yeah. One day.
You're so funny. Lee does another show. He's with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. And you were just recently in a national publication, big glossy layout of
the Fat Guy Love. That's one of those.
Awesome.
It was awesome. Gosh, Erica, any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with? Definitely health and wellness as an industry is on the rise due to the baby boomers and everybody wanting, is that what we're calling them, baby boomers? There's probably
still?
Another. Yeah. Yeah, baby boomers is like, they're old now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it?
Who's next?
Gen X, Gen Y?
Yeah.
All right. We might need one of our listeners to send me a little email and educate us on it. What are people these days? All I know is that they do care about their appearance. And now more than ever, people are wanting to be healthier and they want to look younger.
Absolutely.
And what have you noticed as far as, how long have you been in the business and have you noticed any of those changes?
Well, yeah, I've been in this particular business for about a year and a half, mm-hmm. but I've always had a passion for custom bras. And I was introduced to it maybe 20 years ago. And I've been the person that's had the custom bra parties. And it's so ironic that I came across this business. And so I've noticed a definite need for women to be properly fitted on Oprah, on Dr. Oz, on they mention a lot about how important it is to have a proper fitted bra and how it's just important for the look, it's important for your support, and it's just important for the health of your breast tissue. And so I'm very, very passionate about this business. I encourage anyone that feels that, number one, they need an angel bra, because sometimes people are diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's very important that they have a good therapeutic bra, and it is a therapeutic bra. If they're interested in getting a bra, to definitely contact us at my email. You can email me again at bodyweave@transform2.com. And if there's anyone out there that's looking for a business where they're looking to make $5 to $10 and even more than that, $1,000 a month working from home, this is an incredible business that you would be proud to be a part of. And so go to drop3sizes.com. /bodyweave, and we can get you some more information.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Right. Great.
Excellent. Thanks for being with us today, Erica.
My pleasure.
Definitely shifting gears, but you know, Lee, as much as it sounds like you know, your bra has to fit right, and there's 200 sizes, there is nothing like being uncomfortable in an uncomfortable bra.
Exactly.
Picture yourself wearing like underwear that are too tight or something all day long.
Damn.
I mean. It's no fun.
You'd be hating life every minute of every day.
I think this whole PMS thing and women being crabby.
It's all connected, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's because their shoes and their bras are uncomfortable. Ladies, mm-hmm. liberate yourself. Get an angel bra and get comfortable shoes. Sensible footwear.
Exactly. Good tip.
Off on a tangent, no doubt. Our next guest this morning is going to keep us on track. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Brett Goodnow.
Thank you, Amy. So, glad to be here.
Brett, tell us all about Culture Index.
Culture Index is a program that helps executives and companies manage their people, from the recruitment process through actually hiring people, moving people to the right positions, or just looking at your internal offices and seeing whether or not the people that you have in place are actually in the right positions.
Why do you think people make bad hires? I mean, I can sit and interview someone and I get warm fuzzies and I think, okay, they're great. It's more than that, right?
Oh, it's a lot more. But it's really simple. We hire people for what they are. That's what we hear, what we see, and what we read. We terminate them for who they are.
Okay.
And our process allows you to know how a person thinks and who they really are before you ever invest a dime of payroll on them.
So what's the difference between that and, say, a personality profile? Or is it a personality profile?
It is a personality profile. The system measures two different functions. One's traits, and it measures 7 different traits that you've had since you were 12 years old. Traits cannot be changed.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing it measures is behaviors.
Okay.
And that's where you would look at an individual and determine if they're actually stressed in the job that they're doing. Mm. Because we all make adjustments no matter what we do. We have to adjust because we have to think about, what do I need to do this particular job correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always, not always, but 98% of the time, it's different than who you really are. So one of the things we measure is energy units. And the energy units is stamina. And if your stamina is a number of, say, 31, which would be an average person, and the job you're in is taking you to a 12, you're extremely stressed. And you cannot manage that sort of stress for any length of time. So if you're in a company and you're about to lay somebody off, last in, first out is always wrong. You look into your company and you see a person with that stress level, and you do one of two things. You put them in a position that they're comfortable with, or that's the person you say goodbye to, because they're already looking for a job anyway.
Now, do you help companies kind of discern between somebody who might have the skills to do a task, but maybe doesn't have the interpersonal skills to get along with everybody else in the office?
Very good question. That's the culture piece of Culture Index. Just because I have been, for example, with a technology company for 10 years does not mean that I can sell technology products or services with your company, because I may not get along with your people. So we can actually... And that relates to, why do projects fail? Projects do not fail because of bad leadership. Projects fail because the people within a project team do not get along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we look at, here are the people in this company. Here you are trying to be a part of this.
Right.
And does your culture or your traits correspond or connect right. with the people in this organization? And our brochure has a puzzle on it. And
right.
that's what it is, putting mm-hmm. the pieces together.
Now, so you help the person before the hire? No, like first you kind of get the temperature of the organization so you understand how to fit the new pieces into the organization?
Kind of. The way we market our system is we license this to companies, and the licensing fee is based on the number of employees.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we do, and this is the way we market, I meet with a C-level executive, and I actually let them use the program like they owned it. They go into our website, they send out the survey information, and they get all that information back. And then Gary Wahlstrom, the founder of our company, who has been doing this for 33 years, and or myself, will read those surveys. So we know who the people are, we know how they're functioning in their current position. Once a company becomes a client, when they are looking for a position, jobs positions have traits just like people do. And so our software will actually, we put together a trait. So when you apply online, the survey comes up, you fill the survey out, and as they said in the O.J. Simpson trial, if it doesn't fit, you have to quit.
So then you can tell if someone will be a fit or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What kind of certainty?
We run about 95 to 97%, but I've been doing this in the Atlanta area since May, and I've had no one tell me it's less than 100%.
Wow. That's amazing to me, but there's a lot to be said for that. Have you ever taken any kind of test
yeah.
like that? Yeah. And when you see the results, you kind of look at it and go, oh, gosh, yes. that is me.
They know
yes.
me pretty well.
Yeah. How did they know
in
that?
30 questions.
Yeah.
How long is the survey?
It takes about 7 minutes to do. It's a lot different than the ones you may have taken. This one consists of 174 words. They are strictly adjectives. You check the ones you think apply to you. And the second section is you check the ones you think apply to you that you have to be successful in your current position. So the first one, that are you, that's traits. The other one's behaviors. And as soon as you hit submit, the software automatically generates two graphs. One is your traits and the other one is your behaviors. And then we can read that for you.
Oh, I don't know that I'm liking that. I'm sure if I took it. Now, is silly one of the adjectives? Because I would have to check silly.
That may be one of them, but it's not, you know, a lot of them are colloquial. I ran into a client the other day where we actually did this, and it came out to be a false survey.
Mm.
And the reason was this person's native language was Spanish.
Mm.
And the words on the sheet, some of them, you wouldn't know that unless you're a native here. So we sent it to him in Spanish, and it came out perfect. So we knew exactly who he was at that point.
So you can do it in other languages?
15, 17 languages.
That's terrific. And with the cost of training employees these days being so high and the investment that companies do make in their employees, I would think getting the hire right is the first key component, right?
It is. You know, a couple of things. Before the economy went to the tank that it is in now, even then, bad hires were terrible. Because you've got the salary, you've got the training, you've got a fee if you paid an employment agency. You multiply those by two. But then the other aspects of it are collateral damage. Did this person lose business for you? Did this person take clients away from you? That sort of thing. And those are the things that people don't necessarily look at when they look at the cost of a bad hire.
Sure.
So this is a tool for the company that kind of works in conjunction but doesn't really replace like an outside recruiter or anything.
Actually, if you have a company that have internal recruiters,
mm-hmm.
This will be a godsend to them because now when they get 1,000 resumes for that one position where actually 20 of them are the only ones that are qualified, using our system, they would only have to look at the 20.
So is this something that when you buy this licensing fee, you can send out these surveys? As
yes.
much as you want, unlimited?
Yes. The licensing fee consists of unlimited consultation, either from me, Gary Wahlstrom, the founder of the company, or his wife, Cecilia. Gary's been doing this 33 years. His wife's been doing it for 27 years. And also unlimited surveys. You can do as few or as many as you like. There's no extra charge for
it. So is this something that they can just have, like anybody interested in working with the company, they could just be having them do this survey because it only takes a few minutes. And then if, I guess, you help them determine what's a good score for their company for a good match?
We would know what position they're trying to fill. And mm-hmm. then the applicant, we can tell them very readily if that person would be successful
right. so then,
in that position.
But they could be recruiting constantly with this tool. And then when somebody bubbles up and says, oh, this is a good matching score,
right.
then, hey, let's take a look at this person.
That's true. I've got a franchise that's 73 stores across the country, and they are hiring people and interviewing people constantly. Mm-hmm. They've been a client since October, and they have put out 960 interviews since then. Those are the surveys that they
right.
look at.
So you call a survey an interview?
Yeah, well, it's the initial interview. So if you're applying for a job, I look at the survey, and then I know how to interview you because I can interview to your weaknesses if uh-huh. there's something that's important to me.
Well, that's interesting. What yeah. a valuable tool
right.
to know that up front. Now, how is it priced? I mean, what's the smallest company you can work with?
Our smallest client has 5 people. Our largest has 40-some thousand.
Okay.
And so the license fee runs from $3,500 up to $48,000.
Is that an annual fee?
That's an annual fee.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like a very big chunk of money if you're getting...
No, one bad hire.
Yeah. What does a bad hire cost a company, roughly? I mean, at a position
where
if someone makes $50,000 a year and it's a bad hire, because I guess it depends on the type of company, too.
If you've got a $50,000 a year base, you're probably going to look at a bad hire cost of 3 times that.
That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a valuable tool. If our listeners are thinking this does sound like an incredible tool, how can they learn more from you?
They can call me. All my office number is 404-510-8352. They can email me at bgoodnow, that's B as in boy, GOODNOUGH, at CINDEXINC.com. And they can look at our website, which is www.culture-index.com.
Terrific.
Does it have any sample surveys?
If you go to the website, there's a box up there if you want to take the survey. You click it.
Oh, we need to do that, Lee.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, you know, we've had some other folks that have done certain types of personality profiling, more not necessarily for hiring, but for promoting and for doing things within an organization as far as managing others. And I've taken those. Charlie Cummins was on here, and it was really interesting because, gosh, that questionnaire, and it was a lot more than 7 minutes, but it was crazy.
Pretty accurate, huh?
Yes.
I'll give you another example of how this is used. We've all heard the story where somebody got promoted to a position, they got the title, and 30, 45 days later they leave.
Right.
And that's not what happened. They got promoted into a position that they couldn't handle,
right.
and they were too embarrassed to come back to the guy and say, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Our survey would tell the person that they can't do this position. And what do? This person's been with you 8-10 years. What do?
Right.
You give them the title, you give them the money, and you keep them where they are. They're happy, they're
mm-hmm.
productive, they're successful.
Right.
That's good advice, definitely. We hope our listeners will reach out to you, Brett, and learn more, because what a valuable tool.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
And for those listeners that are in a position or that they're an entrepreneur or own their own business and they're curious as to what some hot tips are on how they can manage their life and their productivity, they want to listen up to our next guest, Ramona Dorsey. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you, Amy. Glad to be here.
So how did you get started in the area of productivity and helping people?
Wow. Well, you know, I had been a project manager in corporate America for over 12 years. And as an employee, I always wanted to, you know, had the desire to be most effective at what I did. So I always took courses or read books, was a Franklin Covey user for many years on just what it takes to be most effective at what you do. And so that's how I got started. And being a project manager, you want to deliver on time, within budget. You know, it's important to you, the scheduling aspect of your job.
Sure.
So I learned about a course called Mission Control about 3 years ago. And it was supposed to be like the course to take your productivity to the unlimited level.
Hmm.
And I did the course, and then I did the coaching, the group coaching. And I said, wow, the techniques, the method that they use, it really impressed me and amazed me at how my productivity shifted. And I went from the taking the course into the training program to lead the course and have now been doing that for 2 years.
So your business is based on the mission control philosophy?
Yes. I use, actually, I combine a few things. I use mission control and my experience as a project manager throughout, you know, my 14 years.
What are some of the tenets of the mission control program?
In terms of the techniques or principles of it? Well, it's a six-tool system, and it comprises one place to capture everything that you need to do and handle. It uses calendaring for you to go ahead and schedule everything that you have to do and handle. It gives you a place to keep those things that are what you're going to handle next and those things that are just great ideas for you to...
like in the future kind of thing.
Future pursue, right. And then we have a system for relevant information. So the things that you have to take on and do and handle, there may be supporting information that you need to accomplish it successfully.
Right.
And then... that's a five. Yeah. Trying to make sure I get all of it. I'm drawing a blank for some reason. But that's the main parts of the
system.
But
is this something that, like you mentioned, the Covey system, they have a system like the Franklin Covey has a day timer kind of thing. Is this have one of those things, too, where it kind of incorporates your calendar, your to-do list, all that stuff?
Right. We don't have a particular product like Franklin Covey. We can... deliver and support you in using the mission control process.
Right.
It's a process,
it's not a product.
Exactly. I would say that.
I kind of like that idea because so many people have different ways of keeping track of their calendar and technology and everything.
What do you do, Ramona? What do you got? Notepad?
Yeah,
I
know.
This that you have, I see you in front of me, is the simple steno pad.
Right.
And this is my capture tool. This is where I write everything that I have to do and handle. Something comes to mind that I need to do, I write it down immediately. Or if I'm in a meeting and there's an action item that I need to capture, I write it in here and not in my notes for the meeting because it'll tend to get lost.
Right.
And then the key to this is to empty it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So most people capture what they have to do, but then they don't take the subsequent action of addressing when they're going to do it or what they need to support to get it done.
Sure.
So... one simple tool as a steno pad can help you keep everything organized. Many people that have taken the course, for example, use back of envelopes or sticky notes.
Right. And, that's not good.
You know,
right?
You get home and you're like, oh, I left that sticky note at work.
And you have no idea, like, the date of that sticky note. Like, there's no continuity, right?
Right.
So you're saying have one place that you have with you all the time.
That you keep with you all the time. I recommend most people, you know, put it with your cell phone because most people never leave home. Your cell phone or your car keys, you always take that with you. And, you know, the thing about our program that's different from other programs is that we address habits.
Mm-hmm.
Most programs have you look at tips and tools and techniques.
Sure.
You can Google all day long
tips,
tools, and techniques. But in our program, we have you look at what are your habits and what are the habits that are impacting you from being effective. And, you know, some of the habits you have help you to be effective.
Despite yourself.
So inside of, you know, looking at an inquiry into the habits that are impacting you, that's where we make the difference, you know.
But you're saying a must-have tool, though, is this capture.
Definitely.
But it doesn't have to be a steno pad. Some people use their laptop or their PDA.
You can use your PDA. You can use a laptop. The thing about it is that you want it to be something that you can take with you with you at all times. That's the biggest key about a capture tool.
The capture tool, you know, I still use a pad sort of like that, and I was trying to keep track of it on my cell phone. Then I realized people thought I was rude. If I'm putting notes into my cell phone, they were thinking I was texting or returning emails, and so I'm back to the paper thing, too. I was so happy when I saw you. It's like, I have steno pads, and mine are usually dated by month, and I'll go back, and I'll, you know, I might go back a year and realize, oh, my goodness, my thought pattern was crazy then. It's still crazy.
Cryptic. Well, the great thing about the steno pad is one thing you said about being rude, but sometimes you're on your cell phone.
Right.
Right.
And you have to capture something. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, trying to put them on speaker and telling them, hold on. Or, you know, if you have just a simple notepad and, you know, one I recommend for the guys or the little ones.
Those little moleskin, regular.
You know, so you have something really small, simple. Mm-hmm. You can capture it right away.
Now, what's your routine with that? Like at the end of every day, do you go through that?
Yes.
And then what do you do with that information? Either,
what we recommend is at the end of every day or the beginning of every day, you want to evaluate what you've captured that you have to do and handle. Mm-hmm. So it's either something that you're going to schedule right away, like within the next 24 hours. Right. You want to go ahead and enter that into your calendar.
Into your calendar, right.
Right away. When you're going to do it. Between what time, mm-hmm. how long is it going to take you, what information you need to be successful at it.
Right.
If it's not something you're going to schedule within the next 24 to 48 hours, we have it go on a list that's called like what you're doing next mm-hmm. or what you're not doing now. And so that would be where you would capture that.
But where would and that go, like on your calendar for like next month or something?
Well, what you would do is when you review daily, emptying your capture tool, you would also review that list to see if there's anything that you're ready to schedule.
Uh-huh. But do you put it in your calendar?
I put it, I use Outlook. Some mm-hmm. users use Outlook. I put it on a to-do list in Outlook. Uh-huh. And it's called What I'm Doing Next.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, those are helpful tips for our listeners because anyone that's successful,
you
gotta have organization.
Right. Or you have to hire someone to just follow you around and keep track of all this stuff.
Yes.
Those are your choices.
What was that number I used to use, Jot-It or Jot-It?
Jot, right.
Jot. For a while,
I was... That was the best. But then they started charging.
Exactly.
And then they stopped using it.
It was, you know, Jot-It, and you would call the number, and you could basically leave voice messages for yourself, and then it would put it into your
And then it would transcribe it, and it would say, don't forget to pick up the dry cleaning.
Exactly. We were hooked on
that. You'd get, like, an email, and it would be like, don't forget. Oh, yeah, I got to pick up the dry.
And then they started charging.
And then it went away.
That's right. Exactly.
It's a lesson.
Well, any final thoughts for our listeners? Do you give workshops? I mean, how can they reach you?
Yeah. You can visit my website. It's www.pmyourlife.com or ramonadorsey.com. Either one would get you to my website. Mm-hmm. We do have workshops that we offer on a bi-monthly basis. Our next workshop is February 8th and 9th here in Atlanta. And after that, it's March 30th and 31st here in Atlanta.
Now, how do you work with a client? Like, how long does it take to take someone who has bad habits to kind of transform them into an efficient project manager?
Okay. So, there's several different approaches or services that we have. You could do a workshop, which is a two-day workshop.
Right.
Or you can do individual coaching
right.
with me as an individual client. And the commitment there is a minimum of 3 months.
Right.
Even when you do the workshop that's 2 days, we recommend you do group coaching, which is an additional 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
Supporting you using the practices in your life. Mm-hmm. The key there being is that we have habits. And you didn't learn these habits overnight. You got these habits when you were young. And I heard Brett Goodnow talking about behaviors. Yeah. You developed these behaviors a long time ago. And what we work with is shifting those behaviors. Right. And so that's going to take time to get that changed. A new habit, learning a new habit is at least 21 days. Yeah. So, you know, it takes at least that
right.
to start taking on these new principles and practices and implementing them into your life. And the great thing about individual or group coaching is as you're doing that, you can come back and I can work with you to say, okay, here's what works. Here's what doesn't work. Here's where you're, you know, falling short. Here's where you need to shift. Here's the habit you need to pick up.
Sure.
You know, anything
now,
like that.
In your capture tool, I'm kind of fascinated by yes. Are you putting personal things in with your business things? Like, is it all, it's just a hodgepodge of whatever pops into your head at any given moment?
Whatever, at any given moment. If I got to pick up dry cleaning, if I have to go to the grocery store, you know, if I have to finish a project for a client, you know, whatever it is.
But on your calendar and your Outlook, do you have a personal calendar and a professional, or are they all mixed
together?
One
calendar. That's the other.
That's another.
Yeah. One capture tool, one calendar as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. So those listeners that have made the New Year's resolution and a month later they haven't done anything about it, it's not too late to get organized and to be more productive and to call Ramona.
And also you're available to do speeches, right? You speak on this topic a lot?
Yes, I am available to do keynote talks for organizations, corporations, associations. I would love to provide insights to your group. Many people just from a 45-minute talk have taken away insights that have shifted their life. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can visit my website at www.pmyourlife.com. You can call me directly at 770-364-7157. Or you could also email me at Ramona, Ramona, Dorsey, Dorsey.com.
Perfect.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us today. Great tools for our entrepreneurs and small business owners and anyone that needs to be more productive.
I'm going to go out and get one of those little pads.
You should see my little pad. Mine, I put my action items on the left and then my notes on the right, but I like her idea a little bit better. Just having,
I would think she's a professional.
Yeah, I think I might have to shift my notebooks after all these years. That is a really good tip, though.
Remember to empty it. And yeah.
That's the key.
To do something, put it in the calendar.
And I have my doodles in there, too. Yeah.
One day for the Amiana Museum. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us today. Our next guest, there's something you absolutely have to put on your to-do list, and that is your taxes, because it's that magical date. It's sort of like Christmas and New Year's. You know when it's going to fall every year, but people wait till the last minute. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have Greg West of Vision West. Welcome.
Thank you.
I've got to say, you're a PR person or whoever admires you sent me a great little synopsis that gave me, it piqued my curiosity, and it gave me a giggle, too. Something about doing my taxes and how much fun would it be to invite my friends over for a party, and while we're partying, we could get our taxes done. Tell me about that.
She happens to be a very happy client, so I'm glad she's sharing that in her communications. If I can shamelessly mention Playground PR, thank you for that. The idea came from my wife is a big fan of Pampered Chef.
Mm-hmm.
She does the Pampered Chef parties, like a number of families that are looking at entrepreneurial home-based opportunities. We have friends that are doing art shows and other things. And so the idea just came to, well, why don't we have a party with a purpose? When we were kids growing up, people used to have rent parties, and now they have Pampered Chef parties. So why not have a tax party? Get a few people together, come over while you're in one room, enjoying yourself, having some good food, maybe doing a wine tasting, and come in and back and spend a few minutes with me and get your taxes taken care of and take all of the pressure, all of the stress away. And so
people just bring a big box of receipts to a party?
If they bring the box of receipts, we'll go through and capture that and then put it on our calendar of a time where they can come back and see us. But if it's pretty straightforward, the family, the home, we can pretty much get that done in a very short order for them.
So like the EC form you can do, not the itemized?
We can do the itemized as well. It just depends on whether we're also getting into rental properties, right. If we're getting into maybe an LLC or some other things. But if it's fairly straightforward, home, kids, wife, we can take care of that in fairly quick. And so small parties, intimate parties, but...
Like for 50, 100 people? How many can you have?
It all depends on how many preparers I bring with me. But most of the time it's either, just myself and maybe a second preparer.
Right.
And we try to keep them a little more intimate than that. So 10 to 15, 20 at the most.
Wow.
So we make sure that we're not tying up someone's home all night. The idea is to come. Have a good time, get your taxes done, and leave.
And be done, right.
So, yeah.
I'm liking that idea for sure.
You're going to get rid of Bunko one night and do this?
No, it would have to be in addition. Definitely. But it would be an interesting thing for my book club while we're discussing the book. Multitasking.
Someone's doing your books.
Yeah, somebody's doing your books.
And actually, we've been invited to a book club. And so at some of the different book clubs where I've appeared, it's either been, depending on the time of year, it's either just been some financial planning, budgeting, or it's been taxes.
I love that idea. So in Atlanta, can you e-file now?
Yes, you can. As of January 15th, the IRS is now accepting e-files.
So you can e-file right there on the spot?
Yes.
Part of the party?
Yes, we can. Yes,
wow.
We can.
So. Talk about efficient. There, you're done. Walk out the door.
Yes, we can. So.
How do you differ from some of the other tax preparation companies in Atlanta? Granted, I don't know many of them that do house parties.
That's actually a great question. As a number of people may know, the IRS has actually passed some new rules where they're going to start to register and certify tax preparers. And so Vision West, much like a number of the established practices, we're certified with the IRS to prepare taxes, to be in compliance with all of the IRS regulations. Where I think the biggest differentiator for us is that being a boutique firm, we really focus on our clients and client service. We are competitively priced, but we're in a position where we're not just rushing people through just trying to collect fees. We're actually trying to spend some time with them to do some tax planning strategies, to talk about some ways that they can minimize their tax liability. And so I think the biggest differentiator for us is that we actually care about our clients. What we're trying to do is to maximize their cash flow in these trying times and not just bring them in to collect some outrageous fee for preparing the taxes.
Right. So you try to kind of connect with them throughout the year. It's not just like an end-of-the-year get-together.
That's correct. And so obviously we have those clients that want to come in and take care of their regulatory duties and just meet their compliance. But with some of our clients that may require more attention throughout the year, we actually do that. But for those that are just, you know, families that may be bumping up against a point where they need to start making estimated tax liabilities, we want to talk to them throughout the year. Other people that may just have some ideas and we just need to revisit, you know, in 6 months, we're there. You know, back to the question that Amy asked, we're open year-round. We don't close in May.
Right.
So if you have a question in June regarding your taxes or regarding an idea, call us up. We're there, 404-577-9200.
Now, are your clients typically individuals that work for corporations? Are they small businesses? Or?
Our clients are both. We provide the tax compliance, tax planning services, but we also do a number of other things in terms of management consulting. So one of the things we do interim CFO work, which I have to thank you all for having me here today because I've learned from your previous two clients, from Brett and Ramona. But we, you know, we provide interim controller CFO services. We do a lot of business plan and business strategy work. Mm-hmm. We primarily target mid-market companies, but we do have a number of small business clients as well.
Excellent. Now, this seems like a really good concept. Any thoughts of ever franchising it?
The thought crossed my mind a couple of times. The challenge with, and I considered some franchises when I was launching this, the challenge is to make sure you still get that customer service. And mm-hmm. so the trick is in hiring people that you know that it's not just about the money. It has to be about the service, because if you're focusing there, then some of the other rewards will take care of themselves. And so when we started this business, we had clients that already came to us. And we grow our business primarily just by our network and by having clients.
That's terrific. So, and now, you know, you can use the Culture Index to hire, make those great hires, and you can use Ramona and bring her in to keep everybody organized.
Projects organized.
I took a lot of notes. And so having worked for a Big Four firm previously before launching this firm, one of the things that we worked on a lot was critical behavior interviewing. Mm-hmm. But in that, you capture the behavior, you don't capture the traits.
That's right.
And so I just thought that this was a great product, and so I'm looking forward to connecting with Brett after today. So
now, how has it been working for one of those big accounting firms, and now you're kind of on your own? It's a different culture, obviously.
It is, but what I have to tell you, I worked for one of the larger firms, and what you learn to a point that Ramona made, you learn great processes and methodologies. Mm-hmm. You learn how to focus on always sharpening your craft, and so. So focusing on training, focusing on client service, focusing on methodologies, you take that training with you wherever you go.
Sure.
And so while I enjoyed working for that multinational firm, that international firm, when I left that firm, I actually went to a privately held company with roughly 300 employees and served initially as their controller and later as their CFO. And so those services, so what I learned at that firm, I took to the private industry, and I've also brought that to my firm. I like what I do because I get a chance to spend a little bit more time with my clients.
Right.
You know, the interesting thing that we find is that a lot of times when we work for these large companies, the things that we do every day, we kind of take for granted.
Right.
But there are a lot of small and mid-sized companies that have never learned those tools of really cash flow management, really detailed financial analysis, really how to hire the right people for the right position.
Right.
And so when you can bring 20 years of corporate experience and corporate training to the middle market or to small businesses at a price that's affordable to them, the rewards are that much greater. So when I can go into a client, like one client that I have now that was losing money before I got in, and this year it's going to 09 eke just a small profit, but in 10 we're budgeting for double the profit that he made in 09, I get tremendous benefit out of that. And so you know, I get to share in that with him and with his family.
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
Right. It's so important to find those trusted advisors.
Yeah, and like so many of our guests, I mean, people have a passion or in some cases a hobby, but don't necessarily have the business sense to execute it. So services like yourself, like you were talking about the CFO to hire type thing, it's so beneficial to get someone on the right track.
If I could comment on the trusted advisor, back to one of the things that the IRS is doing now, all accountants are not made equal. all tax preparers are not made equal. You have some tax preparers that just know how to fill out a form. You have other tax preparers like our firm that actually are taking the time to understand what were the concepts that the IRS was trying to, you know, what was the idea that they were trying to get to with this rule. And so if you can keep that in mind, then you can make sure that you're in compliance or that you can make sure that you're maximizing all of the deductions that you can take right. as well. So, you know, the thing that we like to pride ourselves on is that we're not just, you know, guys with some tools in a box that can fill out some forms. Mm-hmm. We're people that actually understand what we're doing and how to maximize your deductions. And I think that's why our clients have been happy with us. You know, if any of the listeners are listening today and want to find out more about us, we're at www.visionwest.com. Vision, no S on it, visionwestllc.com.
Terrific. Now, you're a native Atlantan.
I am a native Atlantan, native Georgian. I'm a Hawks, Falcons, and Braves fan, unapologetic about it. And I still try to make sure that we're involved in the community, community I grew up in, community that has nurtured me, and try to give back as well.
That's rare, too. We don't have many natives on the show. That's wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today, Greg, and we hope our listeners will reach out and check out Vision West and, no doubt, have a tax party. Make
it
fun.
Why? It doesn't have to be drudgery.
No, it really doesn't, and it's one of those tasks that we don't look forward to.
Right.
So that is just a really good idea because so many people's filings are so simple.
Right.
But you don't want to do it yourself.
Well, you procrastinate it.
Exactly.
If only you had a good project manager to work with you.
Exactly. If only. You put that in your steno book as an action item and get on that today. Contact Greg West. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening. And we'll connect with you again next week on the Atlanta Business Radio Show.